Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there are so many things, Diesel, that make you a tolo, but to go from a tolo to a really good tolo or a great tolo, you do things like Madcraft. Our last guest, Jordan K, at Jordan K underscore 23 on X. I put it on the stream. Madcraft said he did it. He followed him. That way, Jordan, our guest, not just Jordan, but any other guest on the show, when they get off of an interview with us, they know that, hey, they had time well spent, Diesel. They gained a new follower, right?
Yeah.
It's big. It's part of it. So we appreciate you, Madcraft. Appreciate you other Tolos as well. For turning it on and leaving it on. I want to let you know before we get into the conversation, you Tolos in the upstate can win a trip to Vegas. I don't know, Diesel, what the percentage, you know, we live on the East Coast, newsflash, what the percentage of people in South Carolina in the upstate that have been to Vegas is, but I would guess under 15%. Is that too low?
Oh, I think that's too high. I think it's too high. I think it's
too
probably
high?
Like 5%.
Oh!
1 in 20? You're trying to tell me that more than 1 in 20 people in the Bible Belt, the Bible Belt of South Carolina, have ever been to Las Vegas?
So you think more like 10%?
I think it's more like 5 or less.
It might be. It's true.
I think it might be more like 2.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it has to do with, obviously, the Bible Belt, but how far it is. I mean,
it's a long way.
It is a long flight. So, you Tolos, if you've never been to Vegas, we are giving you an opportunity right here on the Fan Upstate. You can be that 1%, that 5% to make the trip, and it wouldn't cost you anything. Slam dunk in Vegas with the Fan Upstate. All you have to do is download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Log in, listen to the Fan Upstate for at least 1 hour a day to enter. One lucky winner scores round trip, airfare, and accommodations for 4 in Las Vegas, plus $5,000 per person. That's $20,000 total in your pockets to enjoy the ultimate experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. Good luck in this national contest, Tolos. If you don't have the app, do it right now. Download it as long as you're not driving. Or when you get home, remember to download it. AUDACY. If you live in Spartanburg, Diesel, or Greenville and drive to Anderson for work every day, or drive to North Carolina and can't listen, Tom in Somerville's, man, he cracked the code. You download the app, you can listen, you can turn it on and leave it on. And a lot of people, you know, I have people tell me, Diesel, they just turn the Odyssey app on even if they are in the upstate. And listen that way. That way, if they drive outside of the FM range,
they don't
lose frequency.
I have to use the Odyssey app all the time in my Jeep for whatever reason. I don't know why. The radio antenna in it stinks. Like, it's just it's bad. And I've replaced the antenna, got a taller antenna. Like, here's my problem: is I took the factory one off because I didn't like this big antenna whipping all over the place. And then every subsequent antenna that I put on it since has been awful. Like, terrible reception. So I use the Odyssey app all the time, even on stations that have strong signals in the area, like the Planet, the station that I'm on after this show is over. Mm-hmm. And I will just turn it on. And it's like great if you're, you know, kind of right there on the edge
of
where it sounds good.
Yep.
And you hate that it just kind of goes in and out constantly, then you can download the free Odyssey app, and it sounds great.
I drive a lot for work and my other job, what I do outside of radio, and I do the same thing. If I'm, you know, going toward Columbia or toward North Carolina, you turn the Odyssey app on and leave it on, and bam, problem solved. Oh, and by the way, you can win a trip to Vegas by doing so. I mean, how cool is that? So download that app, listen to the Odyssey app for 1 hour per day, and you might just be going to Las Vegas.
I think that should be, You know, if we ever put together a promo of like rules of being a Tolo.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, rule number one is turn it on, leave it on.
Yep.
Rule number two is that you go follow all of the guests that we bring on the show.
That's true.
Like every single time you hear us bring a guest on, you go to Twitter, you go to Instagram, wherever we say their
right.
You know, most popular content
Only
platform
fans,
is. Sure, why not? And you go and you follow them there. And that way they, and especially let them know, tweet at them, be like, hey,
that's right.
I heard you on Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. And they're going to be like, oh, sweet. I get like 2, 3, 4 followers every time I go on that station. I'm going to keep going on that show.
For sure. It's the best. It's the absolute best. Odyssey app, like Diesel said, give us a follow on our socials as well, at The Fan Upstate. If you are not on Twitter, you need to be, because you can watch the show. He's at Diesel on Radio. I'm at The Cole Bryson. Give us a follow if you have not done so already. Welcome in to hour number 3 of Wire to Wire. He is Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. And Diesel, we talked about this. We mentioned this. Back in the summer, I believe, as football season was approaching, we started to see more and more Guardian caps, right? Not just...
You mean those goofy things that make people look like Darth Helmet from Spaceballs?
The goofy safe things.
Yeah.
Not just at the pro level, but the college level, and even at the high school level.
I don't know that I've seen anybody in a college game wear a Guardian helmet. Have you? In a college game?
A pro game,
I've seen it in pro games.
Was
it DeMar? Is it DeMar Hamlin wears one?
I
know there was a Buffalo Bill that wore one in the championship game, and I know I've seen a Steeler player wearing it. I can't say that
It's a lineman for the Steelers. Okay. I'm glad you said that because I was going to bring that up. Yeah, it's not a lot. It's not a lot by any means. However, can we? And this is the question to you, Diesel, as well as the Tolos. At 844-FAN-PHONE, 844-326-3663, get in on the text line or the phone line. The number's the same. One number does it all. Can we attribute concussions being down to the Guardian caps if a lot of people aren't wearing the Guardian caps? Because the NFL season, or the NFL this season, recorded its fewest number of concussions, Diesel, since it began tracking the data in 2015, which is good. The total number of 182 concussions during games and practices in both the preseason and regular season represented a 17% drop from 2023. The previous low for the same time period was 187 in 2022, not counting the 2020 season when COVID protocols canceled the preseason. So a significant drop, 17% is pretty good, right?
But how many – we'd have to know like how many hits. You'd almost have to break it down as concussions per hit, especially when comparing – concussions per hit when it's players who neither one of them were wearing a Guardian cap, where one of them was wearing a Guardian cap, or both of them were wearing a Guardian cap. Because if you're wearing a regular helmet and I'm wearing a regular helmet and we hit each other and neither of us gets a concussion, well, that's skewing the numbers potentially, you know, in something that's not a truthful way of skewing the numbers.
Well, that's kind of my point. Like, this article that I was reading, it talked about concussions being down, and there were a lot of replies and mentions of the Guardian cap, but that's my problem, Diesel. That's my issue. If you're telling me only a handful of players in the NFL are wearing Guardian caps, you can't attribute Guardian caps to being the reason concussions are down. I mean, it makes no sense. Two players in the NFL are now wearing Guardian caps, so, 17% drop from 2020. No, it doesn't work that way. So what attribute? Where is that being attributed to?
Madcraft says, weren't the kickoffs the play leading to the most injuries? That could explain it better than the caps. Very good point.
It could.
You know, not to take us down the rabbit hole and change the subject here, but after a full season of seeing the new kickoff rules, are we all just kind of okay with it? You know, like a lot of people hated it at first.
I don't like it, but Diesel, but a big but here. If you tell me, if you show me data that the new kickoff rules are attributed to the concussion rates being down, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I want player safety. But if there's no correlation,
then why are we doing it?
Right.
You gotta test your theory. You can't just assume that your theory is correct and say, all right, we're gonna fundamentally change the game or this massive play, you know, to reduce head injuries, and then it not actually reduce head injuries, and then just keep doing it anyway, right? Because, oh, now we've changed the play and it is what it is.
I don't know. This comes from NFL.com, Madcraft, and any other Tolos out there. The new dynamic kickoff rule, Diesel, from NFL.com, and let's see if there's a writer on this so I can give him credit. No, it's just NFL.com. The new rule worked as intended, says NFL.com. Returns increased 57% in the regular season, and there were 7 kickoffs returned for touchdowns, the most since 2021. The new rule slowed the average player speeds as intended, which led to a lower concussion rate, down 43% versus 2021-2023 average, and the fewest lower extremity strains on the play since at least 2018. That's interesting.
Yeah, so the play seems to work. You know, it's so funny, Cole, how many times people will just resist change for the sake of resisting change without realizing, oh, this means my favorite players are staying on the field, that we're not having as many slowdowns and stoppages in play because there's more injuries going on, or there's fewer injuries going on, I should say. Start to realize, oh, some of these changes are for the good, even if my initial reaction was I didn't like it. Maybe it'll teach people to go for the wait-and-see approach rather than the instant hammer, I don't like it, this sucks.
Yeah, instantly I didn't. And I still don't. However, with this data that I'm reading from NFL.com, and obviously as the sample size grows into 2 to 3 to 4 or 5 years of this new kickoff rule, we'll have more and more data. If it shows, hey, we're decreasing concussions, and something that I didn't even think of, lower extremity injuries. So I guess on a kickoff return, your chances of a lower extremity injury are higher because of the speed of the collision to a lower part of the body, right?
This is positive news to know that these changes are happening, that concussions are coming down, lower leg injuries are coming down. Really, you can't know, though, for sure if it's because of guardian caps, unless you were to mandate that
guardian
caps in all practices and all preseason games.
I think at that
point you might be able to get enough data to form a better theory as to whether or not what kind of effect it has outside of just the kickoff play. So, you know, in practice, these guys slam heads into each other over and over and over again. Probably more times than you do when you're playing a game. Taking batting practice, reps. You take more swings in batting practice than you do in games. So the likelihood of you straining something or injuring something in BP is higher because you're stressing your body in a different way. So I'd love to know if they could make that happen just for a year. And I know it's a lot of players don't like it because they feel like it looks goofy. But if that's the only reason you're not doing it, and not fully testing this to know for sure what the root cause of these injury numbers coming down is, you won't know for sure until you do that.
I like that idea. Listen, who cares what the players think? Mandate it.
Nobody watches preseason football anyway.
Mandate it. I'm with you. And what it does, it gives you an A-B test, right? It gives you some data as to whether, because like I said, right now, hardly anybody's wearing them, so you can't really say, oh, the guardian caps are dropping concussion rates. So,
and if you don't really like them, then why not retool the helmet to essentially have the guardian cap on the inside? And so you have more padding inside of the hard shell.
I don't think they can fit anymore in there. I mean, you see how tight those things are?
But I mean, helmets would get huge, right? I mean, that's the only way. And I think it's why they don't like them, because they look silly.
Yeah.
So what if you could take the silly look of the soft material, cushy material outer shell off, and then put that inside the helmets? You just expand the size of the helmet.
Bobbleheads.
I know.
Bobbleheads. Like,
you're not a movie guy. Do you know Darth Helmet? You don't know Darth Helmet from Spaceballs?
No.
So you know who Darth Vader is,
right?
Yeah,
of course.
Okay,
yeah.
So I got to show you Darth Vader versus Darth Helmet, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So the character, Rick Moranis, in Spaceballs, which is a spoof of Star Wars, was wearing a Darth Vader helmet that was just gigantic.
Looks like those new hats that everybody's wearing. You know what I'm talking about? Have you seen those
No.
gigantic hats?
If our audience doesn't know Spaceballs and Darth Helmet, y'all are too young to be listening to this show.
It does. It is abnormally large. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 844-326-3663. Tom in Somerville is up first. Tom, what is on your mind?
Well, I'm certainly not a doctor, but are y'all talking about those bobblehead-looking things that go on top of the helmet?
Yep.
They look like bobbleheads. I've been wondering what in the world them things are for, you know, but you did see them a lot more this year than you have in year past. And I was wondering, you know, back in the day, ESPN had a show called Sports Science.
Yeah,
and y'all started talking about it, and that's what they need. They need to bring that show back, and that's where they need to dive down into the analytics. Because, you know, with the way it is, like y'all were just talking about, not everybody wears one. So how accurate are the numbers? How accurate is the data? Now, if they were to bring that show back, I'm sure some genius could figure it out.
But Tom.
Yes.
Did you ever watch the, I think it was on Discovery Channel, the show called Deadliest Warrior, where they would pit two famous warriors from the past, like a samurai versus like a Spartan warrior? Well, they would show what the weapons would do to the human body. Part of it was with like CGI images, like, hey, if somebody whacks you on the side of the head with a war club, this is what's going to happen to your skull, right? And they also did that in the show where they made all the knives and stuff, knives and swords. So they need to do exactly that, but for football, and show you what happens to the inside of your brain, how much as it sloshes around when you have this big goofy guardian cap on versus when it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the exact number of concussions for this year, but it seemed like it was pretty low considering all the banging that goes on with heads during a football game. You multiply that by 17 games per team in the league. Like, I don't know how much better you can get in that category than what they're currently doing. I mean, it's football. You're going to have concussions.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you want to bring back leather helmets and start this thing all over, you know, I'd be all for that. Bring back the leather helmets. Bring back no face mask. Put your hand in the dirt and go hit somebody. I mean, that's what I was always taught growing up. It's probably why I got issues, because I banged my head against somebody so many times.
But,
I mean, at some point, I just feel like there's only so much you're going to be able to do because it's football.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what I mean?
And you know, people will always say, well, if the equipment is better at protecting me, now I can go hit somebody harder, because I don't have to worry about the potential injuries as much because I'm wearing better, softer, more shock-absorbing equipment. So these guys are just going to hit each other even harder.
Let's go to the phones one more time. JD wants to weigh in. JD, what's up, man?
How am I supposed to follow, Tom? I'm not a doctor.
Well, first you're supposed to thank us for taking your call, JD.
No, yeah. Well, first of all, yes, of course. Thanks for taking my call, but man, I got Tom chiming in saying I'm not a doctor. I thought I had something funny to say. What I was going to say was, if you put a helmet on me, it automatically becomes a weapon because my head is too big for my body. There is no possible way I could hit somebody without me hitting them with my head in the first place.
What do you think? What do you think the medical cause is for your head being too big for your body? Do you think you were dropped on your head as a child?
Well, no, I probably didn't lift enough weights and eat enough veggies and meat growing up would be my first guess.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine. It was, they meant it. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Eat your meat, eat your veggies, grow into a big, strong boy or else your head will outgrow your body. But I did want to chime in just on the kickoff thing.
Yeah.
I'm happy that the NFL did make this NFL rule change just because they created a play that was basically a moot play. Nothing ever happened on the kickoff for the most part. And this year they were enabled to entice teams to make returns and force them somewhat to take the ball and try to run it, try to make a play out of nothing. And so their concussions are down, I think, 17% overall. You even mentioned their ligament injuries and all that stuff went down. So kudos to the NFL, though, for at least being a little bit proactive for a change.
No, I'm with you. Like I said a minute ago, at first I didn't like it. But if it shows data that we're lessening injuries, I'm all for it because nobody wants to see more injuries. We want the best players playing in the postseason. So, yeah, I completely agree with you, JD.
I can't believe you just gave Roger Goodell credit for something, JD.
Me either. We don't do it often. But just not even the part of the less injuries, just the fact that we went from seeing a kickoff that was always a touchback, now we're seeing a little bit of action on that play. And Shane Beamer, we're Beamer ball, man. Special teams, you got to make stuff happen on special teams. So if the kickoff is basically eliminated from you being able to make a play, it's a snooze fest. I mean, the equivalent would be like, let's just intentionally walk the guy and you don't even have to throw the four pitches anymore like in baseball.
Yeah.
That would be a comparison that I would make to the NFL kickoff. Why even watch the kickoff if you know it's going to go through the back of the end zone and it's not going to get returned anyway? You're going to start at the 25-yard line.
Well,
why even put a team out there at that point?
JD, you know what the kickoff was for? It was meant to give a reason to come back from commercial so that you can watch 30 seconds of football so that they can send you back off to commercial again. That's the whole point. It was so you could build another commercial break.
Fact there. Media timeouts, man. I'm getting used to them with Furman basketball and stuff. Y'all be blessed, not stressed.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate
you. 844 fan phone. Good stuff there on the concussions. We'll revisit it, obviously, because Diesel, like I said, there's going to be a lot more data that comes out. But my last thoughts, I'm glad. I'm happy. I think Roger Goodell deserves a ton of praise because, you know what? Concussions, they're not good. Nobody wants CTE. We want safety. We want safety, right? We want our players to be safe. And I don't like it. I didn't like it initially, but if it means more player safety, sign me up.
We want our eggs scrambled on our plates, not in our brains.
Yep.
When we come back, Cole, I want to ask you and the other Tolos as well, 844-FAN-PHONE, if you were a Major League Baseball pitcher, what would your walk-up music be? You know, you get to pick anything. What would you want your walk-up music to be? I'm going to make a case for what I think it should be next on the Fan Up State.